It's 6:27. All next week in Canterbury, there might be a few dramatic moments as the UK International Radio Drama Festival goes live. It's the fifth year of the event and includes work from 19 countries in 12 languages, and you're invited to drop in and listen. I've been talking to Nicholas McInerney from the festival.
It was not the sight of her body which raised the hair upon her.
Sentiments are those of a god.
India likes gods.
And Englishmen like posing as gods.
We have this little saying, which is that drama creates better pictures. It's a wonderful way of taking you to an interior world, to an exterior world, taking you wherever you wish to go, historically, science fiction. It's wonderfully liberating.
So an event like this brings together so many people from different parts of the world. What was the aim of it right at the very beginning? Because this is your fifth.
Yes, you know, we have a lovely tradition of radio drama in the UK. I mean, writers like Anthony Bingella and Lee Hall really started out writing radio plays that were very highly praised and then moved on to Billy Elliot or The English Patient. So we have a very particular tradition that the BBC is our main commissioner. So I think the idea behind the festival was to open it up to see what other cultural traditions come from a country like Iran, for example, or from Eastern Europe, or from Yemen. What kind of stories do they choose to tell when they look at radio drama, and how do they make them? And I think what we're discovering is that there is this fascinating range of radio drama, everything from stuff which is quite narratively driven, which is very much the English tradition, to something that's more experimental and uses sound. And also, we can explore the long form and the short form, because we have prizes for both. So the idea of a short radio play, very interesting, under 7 minutes, and we've had some fantastic entries. Last year, a wonderful entry from Iceland won it, and the play was about Ophelia from Hamlet, and it was very, very atmospheric, an opportunity to experience a whole different range and variety of radio drama.
You've got 19 different countries involved, 12 different languages. Is there a common language of radio?
Gosh, that's a very interesting question. Is there a common language? One answer would be that the language reflects what the country and the culture is interested in. Certainly, I think that if, for example, the drama that's created in Iran reflects a kind of oral culture. So the play that we had last year was based on a fable, and that was fascinating. And then we have plays from, say, Germany or Switzerland, which are much more experimental and kind of explore sound as a way of communicating meaning. So this is just this huge variety. Listening to a radio play in another language is a bit like watching a film with subtitles. You're given a script, and this year we've gone green, so every single radio play is downloaded on a Kindle, and you sit and you follow it whilst you're listening. And it has some of the same kind of experiences as you would do watching a foreign language film.
You have a theme this year which is titled Simply the Best.
Yes, absolutely. In previous years, there's been a connection between stage and radio, and we've often drawn from Shakespeare to find some wonderful quote. But this year, I think we just wanted, I was keen to just throw it out and just encourage people to send what they feel is their best examples. And don't forget, we're getting plays from national broadcasters, we're getting plays from independent digital radio stations. We've had some plays from America, really interesting. And so the idea is just to encourage people to send through what they feel is their best work and see how it matches up.
The event itself runs from the 18th to the 22nd of March in Canterbury. Over those few days, what do you hope the audience who come in, the participants who hear and immerse themselves in the radio drama there in the city?
What we hope is that we've got a lovely venue. We've got Cafe Nero on the High Street. We have an opportunity to sit, and it's all free. So you can come in and take part in the listening sessions, which will start at 10 each day. And you get the opportunity to mix with people who create radio drama, with people who are enthusiastic about radio drama, other listeners. So you immerse yourself in that world and listen together as a kind of collective experience. Radio is very much a Cinderella art form. It doesn't get the attention that film or stage does, and yet it's often, as I said, the first stage to big careers. Tom Stoppard started out in radio. So What we want to do is to get people to come along and to just try out something new by listening to a play from Lithuania or a play from Iran and just take part in the discussion. There are jury sessions at the end of each day and you can obviously take part in that. And it's really just to get people enthused about what's out there and to get them involved in both listening and reacting to it.
Nicholas, as well as the opportunity for people to listen, they have the opportunity to make up their own minds of what they're hearing because you have an audience award. Could you take us through that?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's a very important part of the festival. You know, it's lovely to have professionals sitting around making judgments, but also we want to know what people actually think about what is the best radio play that they've heard, either online, which is they can go and listen to them, or if they're in Canterbury, come and listen to us at the festival during those days. And any opportunity to come and listen would be fantastic. We'd love to have people coming in off the street. We have a couple of other events organised. We have Gillian Reynolds coming down on the Wednesday evening, and she'll be doing a question and answer session at Waterstones. So there is also an opportunity to come and hear what the doyenne of radio drama has to say about her career looking at radio drama and get her perspective on our festival.
And finally, you couldn't have a radio drama festival or using radio without us setting a bit of a task for this programme. As an arts programme, we're working with you to hear next week on the show the festival itself. So it's life imitating art or art imitating life. Never sure which way round that is.
Absolutely. Yes, you've set us a wonderful challenge to create a kind of immersive piece which is going to cover the radio drama, some of the delegates and people who've turned up, and just give your audience a flavour of what it's like and maybe even encourage them to pop down to the high street and come and listen to some plays themselves.
And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
You can find out more about the festival that runs from Monday to Friday next week at radiodramafestival.org.uk. And thank you to Nicholas McInerney from the festival for being on the programme with us.